Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, game two of this week's Twins-Red Sox series took place tonight at Target Field. And like last night, neither starting pitcher was giving much of anything up when it came to runs. But like yesterday, the starters, they dueled and they handed off to the bullpen. It was such a stalemate that we headed to extra innings, and the Twins fought. They battled their way to a 4-3 win in 17 innings tonight. This is Final Pitch here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. A very fun late night at the ballpark. We're taking your phone calls here at 651-989-9226. As you can hear in my voice, I'm a little bit tired, a little bit sleepy, but nonetheless, we're talking Twins baseball here for the next 30 minutes. Love to get your reaction, get your take if you're still awake at this moment. I'm barely awake. But 651-989-9226, me and David Josephson for the next 30 minutes. This game took 5 hours and 45 minutes. And as we get started on this show, because I'm extremely sleepy, I do want to say shout out to Michael Pineda because he did a phenomenal job tonight. A second consecutive start that I think he really looked good out there. He gave you a nice, strong 6 innings. Shout out to Max Kepler for taking care of business tonight. He extended the game in the 13th with the home run, and he brought us home finally in the bottom of the 17th for the Twins to get the 4-3 victory. Shout out to all the fans that stayed for all 17 innings. Shout out to you, okay? Shout out to Eddie Rosario for holding down the fort, okay? I don't want to give a shout out to, I'm going to boo all the fans that were wooing, woo, woo, in innings 13, 14, 15. Oh, it got on my last nerve, DJ. I'm telling you right now. I love Twins fans. And you know what? It might not have been just specifically Twins fans. It probably was Red Sox fans. I should blame them for all of the wooing. There were plenty of Red Sox fans here. So I'm gonna blame them for the wooing. But I'm not going to be upset. I'm not going to be agitated because the Twins won tonight. And I'd love to get your reaction at 651-989-9226. Michael Pineda had a really good game tonight. David Price was good, but he left the game early. Still don't have any clarity as to what the deal was with that. I've been kind of looking around on Twitter, and I've also kind of, you know, walked around the press box to kind of have my ears open as to why, and haven't gotten anything because he went 5 innings. He had 4 hits, 1 earned run, 2 strikeouts, no walks on 73 pitches. So I'm assuming that more information is going to come out in regards to that. But also a shout out to the bullpen for the Minnesota Twins. Okay, I know that this bullpen has been and will continue to be scrutinized, under the microscope, criticized. I'm going to give them some props tonight. I thought that the guys in the bullpen, they held it down, and they had to. Matt McGill specifically, I want to point him out. He was really good tonight. Zach Littell, he got his first major league win tonight. He gets the win. He goes 2 innings, gives up 2 hits, 2 strikeouts. I thought that those guys coming out of the bullpen were key. But it was a fun night at the ballpark. And DJ, 17 innings, 5 hours in 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'm still just in awe. I mean, some of the numbers associated with this, good and bad. Look, you know, Sano went 0-for-7 on the night, which is just, I mean, stunningly bad. But look, things
with
like
five
that
strikeouts.
Happen. Yeah, things like that happen in a game like this. There were 40, count them, 40 players who made appearances in this game. 20 from each team. Each team threw 9 pitchers and 11 position players for a total of 40 players that appeared in this game over the almost 6 hours that it went. The Twins bullpen, like you said, went 11 innings. Your bullpen goes 11 innings and only gave up the one run, or the two runs, I should say. Harper gave up one run right away, and then one more in extra innings. But two runs over 11 innings for the bullpen. Just, I mean, so many different stats and numbers from this game that are amazing. But the fact that we're here and it's, you know, quarter to 2 a.m. And we're still talking Twins baseball on Final Pitch is just, I mean, what a historic night at Target Field. And how fun is it to have a historic night where you also get your first Twins walk-off of the year?
And the other thing that was, at least I'm going to give props to the bullpen, because they did hold down the fort tonight. And I know that they just only they give up a couple of runs, but that's what's going to happen when you have a game that goes this long. But they had some guys pulling some Houdini acts tonight. They really did. Between Duffy and Parker and McGill, and they found a way. There were guys who were in jams, giving up a couple of hits, and you're like, okay, how are they going to get out of this one? And eventually that's the way that it played out. But my goodness, man, this was fun, but it was exhausting. And it was interesting there when Chris Atterbury was going through some of the highlights in terms of some of the guys' reactions in the clubhouse. When you hear Garver say, and I knew that this was going to, well, I've never been a Major League Baseball player or anything close, but I just had a feeling that a loss like this, if they lost this game tonight, it would take much more out of the ball club than a victory would put into the ball club. And he essentially said that, and his point was, is that when you go into a game and you are extended to the magnitude that you were tonight, going 17 innings, and you're utilizing pitcher after pitcher after pitcher after pitcher after pitcher, that if you walk away with a loss at home after all of that, you've exerted all of that energy, it's kind of a punch to the gut. And I'm just glad that they were able to get the win tonight, because there were a couple of moments tonight where I felt like the win that was in the ballpark and the atmosphere was totally released when a couple of things did not go the way of the Minnesota Twins in regards to the fans. You could just tell that when there were a couple of situations that occurred, and one of them was the Eddie Rosario when he got doubled off, that you just really could feel like, okay, the momentum's changed, and the fans are kind of like, oh, man, they're ready to check out. But nonetheless, they got it done in 17, 4-3, 651-989-9226. We'll take our first break, and we'll take your phone calls coming up next here on Final Pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, back with you here on Final Pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. We had a late one tonight. All right, 17 innings. That's how long it lasted, but nonetheless, the Twins get the victory 4-3 over the Boston Celtics. Not Celtics, Boston Red Sox. I told you I'm tired, man. Oh, my goodness. I called the Boston Red Sox the Boston Celtics. 651-989-9226. That is the phone number. Before we're done, I'll probably say that the Minnesota Timberwolves hosted the Boston Celtics at Target Center. I hope I don't do that. Anything's possible, though. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll take your phone calls here on the show. All right, we got another segment after this. The final segment, we'll get to the good hands play of the game. But I do want to say something before we go to the phone lines. I do have one concern. Okay, let me just mention the concern. The concern that I have right now, and it's not, I don't even call it a major concern. It's not a major concern. Like, life is good right now, right? The Twins are 48-24. I repeat, the Minnesota Twins are 48-24, so life is good. I do have one concern, though, and I'm getting a little bit concerned about Miguel Sano. And the reason why I say that is just from the standpoint of, we know how talented he is, and or at least I believe in his talent. I think that he's not just a good player. He's a good player right now, and I think that eventually he can become a great player. But at some point in time, you got to see the improvement. And when I'm talking about the improvement, I'm talking about when he's at the plate, seeing the quality at bats. Every player, I don't care if you're a great player, you're a good player, you're a bad player, every player is going to strike out. All right, that's just going to happen. But I think that fans got to a point tonight where they were frustrated, and you could hear some of them voicing their frustrations. And I get it. It didn't look like the at bats were quite. It seems like he's swinging at a lot of everything. This is what it seemed like. And the reason why I bring it up now is because I do sense that fans are going to be talking about it. You just know. Like, when you're in the stadium, when you're in the arena, and when you pay attention to what the hell's going on in the world, yes, you're going to get a feel in a sense, or at least I do. I don't ignore what is going on, and I don't ignore what fans talk about, and I don't ignore what I'm watching. So do I have faith? Yes. Do I think that he's going to figure it out? Yes, I do. Am I ready to give up on him? Absolutely not. But it's – I would be a fraud. I would be not real with the listening audience if I didn't voice my opinion about the concern about how he's not being productive at the plate right now. That's just the reality of it. Tonight he was 0 for 7 with 5 strikeouts. Now, that final strikeout that he had, I thought that pitch was off the plate. It didn't come across the plate, and that was unfortunate. But the reality is he's had a lot of at-bats even beyond that where you kind of question if he's his in terms of the selection and his eye at the plate right now. But we'll get to that here in just 1 second, because I'm assuming there's probably a couple people that will chime in and call about that. Let's start with Karen in Minneapolis. What's up, Karen?
Henry, I was at the game.
Hey.
And I knew when you were talking your concern was going to be Sano. I knew it. I'm the one that called you the other night. I don't know if
you
remember.
Yep. No, I remember. Yep. So wait. So you were here for all 17?
I was.
Okay, shout out to you.
I was just, it was just awesome. And then I had to walk to my car over on Washington.
Oh, okay, so,
And then I live Northeast. But I had talked to DJ earlier tonight when I was at the game, and I told him he asked me to call after the game, and I said, yeah, I would. And I know I agree with everything you said about Miguel. It's absolutely true. I agree, but you're a little kinder than me. I'm feeling like he maybe needs to go to Rochester for a while or something.
Yeah, see, I just...
I don't know.
I'm not sure if we're at the point where that will help him.
That's a good point,
Karen. There are times where we feel that about some of these guys, right? It's one of those difficult decisions where, you know, like if when you're in Major League Baseball and you're looking at guys, and you know, and some guys you just can't do that, you know, because you don't have an option to do that. But the bottom line is, does it even benefit a guy? You know what I mean? You kind of wonder about that. I saw it in Kansas City with Mike Moustakas, you know, in his situation there, and in terms of, you know, they were deciding what they were going to do with him. But the bottom line is I do – we all know he's got the talent. Now it's – he has to realize that he cannot rest on 2017 because he hasn't accomplished anything yet. Just because you made one All-Star game doesn't mean that you're the man.
That's right.
There's other levels to this.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I think that play at the end was absolutely, I couldn't believe that they did that, to pitch to Kepler.
Oh.
I was like, are you guys nuts?
Hey, well, Karen, I don't know if you're on Twitter, but an hour before I had tweeted, I said that Kepler is going to be the guy that is, that's going to bring us home. I tweeted that, and so I kind of, my prediction, it came true. We got the walk-off tonight.
Oh, yeah, it sure did. Yeah, it sure did. It was an incredible game. And I think our pitching, you know, came up. They just did such a good job.
Yep. They got out of a bunch of jams tonight. The
bullpen
held it out. Yep.
Yeah, three out. I mean, nobody out, and they had third base, and Zach Little, I personally had never heard of him, but, boy, he did a heck of a job.
Yep. No question about it. Thank you for the phone call, Karen.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We gotta take a break here, but coming up after the break, AJ and Montrose, I will get to you first after the break. I know that we're kind of flying through this battle. We're up against the clock. AJ and Montrose, I'll get to you after the break, and then we'll get to our All-State Good Hands Play of the Game. We'll get to all of that next year on Final Pitch on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Radio.com.
All right, the final segment of Final Pitch. Twins win 4-3 over the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox, not the Celtics. I know the NBA draft is Thursday, but they beat the Red Sox tonight. That's how tired I am, man. I'm thinking about Timberwolves Celtics. 651-989-9226. That is the phone number. We'll get to the Good Hands Play of the Game here in just a few minutes, but a couple of phone calls to take before we're done. Let's start with AJ in Montrose. AJ.
Hi there, yep.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm just calling in. Yeah, just calling in and saying congrats to the pitching staff tonight. 3 runs, 17 innings, that's hats off to them. But at what point, Boston had so many runners in scoring position and couldn't get hit, so it's our guys stepping up and making big pitches in big situations, and defense stepping up, making plays. But at what point does a little bloop single fall in there? There's a lot of runners on.
Yeah, that was on both sides, though. Like, there were situations where if we could just get one clutch hit, you know, one clutch hit, and then we're talking about walking home with more runs, too. You know, Miguel Sano had some opportunities. Eddie Rosario had some opportunities. Eddie had a good game tonight, though. I mean, Eddie was really good, especially at the plate. He was 4-for-8, you know, with 3 doubles and the big one in the 17th. But, yeah, you're right, though. The bullpen, that was something that I stated a little bit earlier. Shout out to them because they held it down tonight. They really did a phenomenal job. Yeah, Michael Pineda, he had a good start, a really good start. Second consecutive start that I thought was really, really good for him. But, yes, the bullpen, they held it down tonight. And I know that they've been under the microscope and people have been, you know, critical of them and have questions of the bullpen. And I think we all have some questions and people talk about adding an arm to the bullpen. But tonight was their night. They did good.
Well, yep. And one of the things they're doing really well, too, is just throwing strikes, not walking too many guys and letting their defense make plays behind them.
Yep. No, no disagreement for me, AJ. Appreciate the phone call, my man. 651-989-9226. Let's talk to Carol in St. Paul. What's up, Carol?
Hi. Boy, that was some game. I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted. I just called.
I wonder how the players, you know, as exhausted as the fans are.
Oh.
The players have got to be dead.
Oh, I'm assuming that. Put it like this: when by the time that I got from Rocco to the clubhouse, you know that the majority of the guys had gotten out of there. Eddie was still there. Who else was still in? There were a couple of guys that were still in there. But, yeah, now get your rest because you got to get back after tomorrow at 7:10.
Well, you know, thankfully, it's a 6 o'clock game or 7 o'clock.
No, 7 o'clock game. 7 o'clock game. 7 o'clock game. Yeah, no, I saw Derek Falvey as we were walking. I was walking to the clubhouse, and he said it's a good thing that it's another night game as opposed to one of those back to backers like that.
Yeah,
where you go from a late night game into an early morning game.
I agree with you on Sano. He looks like he's golfing. You watch his swings, and it's like a golf swing.
Yeah, he's just.
I think they should send him down to Lynn and get a swing back, because right now he's looking really bad.
He's just not seeing it well right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm not advocating, I think he needs to be here. I think he's going to be fine. But, if they want to, roll with a day off or something like that or a couple of days, I just want to see him get back to being the guy that we saw. But remember when he first got with the team here to start this year? It was like the first 10 days he was on fire, but he just seems a little bit lost right now. But I'm concerned, but I think he'll get it back.
Well, I hope so. Because I think he's a really good player. He just – at times looks very, very lost.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thanks for the phone call, Carol.
Okay. All right. Bye now.
Appreciate it. Rocco Baldelli, a guy that I follow on Twitter. He doesn't necessarily tweet a lot. He just tweeted a minute ago a picture of the Mitch Garver t-shirt, the Garv Sauce one. It's a pretty cool t-shirt, by the way. I want one. So, Rocco, if you're listening, hook your boy up. But he tweeted out the picture of Garv Sauce, hashtag 17 innings. He had that t-shirt on tonight. I saw it. He had the Garv Sauce shirt on as he was doing the post-game TV interview. Rocco, I need a t-shirt, buddy. Hook me up, please. Anyway, hook me up, DJ, with the good hands play of the game.
As Johnson, he delivers. Line down the right field line, base hit. Hanging, breaking ball, arise, touches home plate. Twins on the field, going to mob Kepler. Their first walk-off win. So the Twins walk off the Boston Red Sox in the bottom of the 17th inning, 4-3.
All right, so that's the good hands play of the game brought to you by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And, yes, we were in good hands tonight with Max Kepler. He was really good tonight. 3-for-5 at the plate, 3 RBIs, 1 walk, home run in the 13th to extend the game because you're trailing by 1, and he eventually ends up getting the first walk-off for the Twins this year, courtesy of Max Kepler. He held it down. And I called it on Twitter. I called it on Twitter that Max Kepler was going to end the game way before he ended the game. I called it, and then it happened 46 minutes after I had tweeted about it, and I let everybody know that I called it. So, shout out to me. I'm giving shout outs to everybody with the Twins and all these other players. Shout out to me for calling it with Max Kepler. Now, DJ, you just played the good hands play of the game tonight. Do you know what's going to be the good hands play of the game in about 90 minutes?
In about 90 minutes?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
The good hands play of the game in about 90 minutes is going to be
90. How slow do you drive? That's going to be me in about 24 minutes.
Well, you just can't go to bed though this late, right? Like maybe you can go right to sleep. The adrenaline and all that stuff. I typically, like, when you get off the air, you just can't fall asleep. But I'm hoping to be knocked out in the next hour or so. I think I'm much more tired tonight than I typically am, just because I'm not on the air typically at 10 after 2.
Yeah, it's a little unusual for us. But
it's a little bit, yeah.
We'll take the win.
But we'll take the win. We'll take the win, and we'll be back at it tomorrow because here at Target Field, 7:10, first pitch, the pitching or the starting pitcher for your Minnesota Twins tomorrow is Kyle Gibson. So Kyle Gibson on the mound, and he's been good lately. Final game of the 3-game set against the Boston Red Sox. We'll do it all over again tomorrow here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll talk to you then.